You guys ready?
Let's do this!
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world, searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com.
Aw yeah, what's up? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun,
effective,
and natural
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to us while you are running on the treadmill,
doing a headstand,
paddling a boat down a river.
Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, Trevor, what does paddling mean?
Trevor's not here.
Oh yeah, there's no more Trevor here.
Oh. How's Trevor doing?
We don't know.
Are you Trevor's childhood friend?
Yeah, you know, Trevor and I go way back. He's right now currently in with his family in the US. He's working on getting 1 million people to meditate at the same time.
Wow. Excellent. So, I'd just like to introduce you to my co-hosts today. Special podcast. There are three of us here. We have the J-Man, Justin. What's up, Justin?
What's up, guys? Great to be here again.
And special guest, Josh Plotkin, aka the Brazilian Gringo.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Chad?
Not too bad. It's nice to have you here in the studio today with us.
It's great to be back in Belo Horizonte.
Yeah.
It's like a second home to me.
Yeah. So how long you been back for?
I'm just here for a couple of days. I'm actually heading up to the Amazon jungle in a couple of days, or actually tomorrow, to participate in an indigenous spiritual cleansing ritual.
That sounds pretty good.
I've done that before.
Oh, you did? Didn't you do it in Colombia?
Yeah, I did it in Colombia a few times. Pretty powerful.
What do they call it in Colombia?
It's called a Yahe ceremony.
Yahe. In Brazil, they call it ayahuasca. What was your experience like?
Very enlightening. I learned a lot. I saw a lot of really deep parts of myself and changed my life.
Would you recommend it for English learners? Do you think it'll help them improve their English?
It depends on the context and the person and where they're at in their life.
I'm sure we've got some listeners here in Brazil who've tried it before, so it'd be interesting to get their feedback on their experience.
And how long are you going to be there for?
I'm going to be there for about a week, 2 weeks. I'm actually going to be traveling around the north of Brazil just a little bit before coming back. It's like Belém and Maranhão, São Luís.
Are you going to take the boat?
Yeah, so I'm going to take a boat.
From where?
From Manaus to Santarém. And then after that, there's a small village that I go to. And then I'm going to take a boat from there to Belém around New Year's.
You know, I took the one from Colombia, from Leticia, Colombia, to Manaus.
Yeah, we took that same boat. That's how we both came to Brazil.
It's a really nice trip.
Really, really fun.
Sleep in a hammock on the Amazon River watching beautiful sunsets.
Yeah, and just like 5-6 days, you just see nature. Luckily, there's no mosquitoes because you're moving the entire time.
I feel like I'm missing out. I've never been anywhere near there. It's all in the Amazon, right? You guys are talking about?
Right. Yeah, up in like the tri-border area, Peru, Colombia, Brazil.
Nice. So if you don't live in Brazil, this is not all Brazil is. Brazil is much more than Amazon rainforest and football.
Yeah, I think most people that I talk to from Brazil haven't even been to the Amazon region of Brazil.
Yeah, unless you really make an effort to go there, it's really hard to get to the Amazon. You can't just drive into it. It's not like you'll be on the beach 1 minute and then in the Amazon jungle the next.
It's a jungle, right? It's difficult to get there.
Yeah. Gotta take a plane.
Nice. Okay, so let's jump into today's podcast. I guess, do we have any shout-outs? Maybe we're going to give a special few shout-outs for our local community, maybe?
Yeah, we should give a shout-out to Eduardo.
Yeah, definitely.
Eduardo, one of our podcast listeners who came to our party again, and he came and meditated with us too the day after.
Yeah, Eduardo's a real stand-up guy.
Yeah, it was really great to get to know him better.
What do you mean by a stand-up guy? He stands up.
He stands up, but not when he's sitting down to meditate. But a stand-up guy just means that he's a good guy, a good character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cool dude. Eduardo, he came and came and hung out with us on Saturday. There was a Real Life English Christmas with Soul party in Belo Horizonte. It was awesome. It started out pretty chill, relaxed, and it just got crazy. Wouldn't you say?
Off the hook.
Yeah, off the hook.
Totally.
Yeah, so just a shout out mainly to everyone who is listening who's from Belo Horizonte who came to the party. It was our end of year party for Belo Horizonte, the Christmas party, and that's what this podcast is all about. We're just going to make the most of this podcast to finish up for the year. We're probably going to take a break for about 2 weeks from the podcast. So we thought it was a great opportunity to invite our good buddy, the Brazilian Gringo, to help us out, just to say happy 2013 to our audience.
Yeah, so let's get in the Christmas spirit and talk about Christmas.
And just so you guys know, like the Brazilian Gringo, Josh here, he actually helped us start the Real Life English blog, and he was part of our team for a while before he took off on his own mission, on his own project, and he's been a lot of help. He's been helping us out a lot.
It was just the three of us for a while, right? It was this is like good old times.
Yeah, what does that mean, Chad? Good old times?
Good old times is when you remember how things used to be. You say, oh, that's like the good old times. It's generally some kind of cherished memory from the past. So yeah, it's good to have you here, man. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, guys, so we're not going to do the normal podcast today. We're going to do something a little bit special. Make the most of the fact that Josh is here and obviously Justin, who's you guys probably quite familiar with already. But we're just going to have more of a conversational podcast today. We're just going to talk about Christmas in our countries, from our culture, what people typically do at the end of the year, and just share that with you guys today and hopefully teach you a thing or two about the typical Christmas culture from our countries and hopefully a lot of vocabulary and expressions.
And just to let you know, like, we're not referring to Christmas here as a Christian holiday. None of us are Christian, so it's not like it's a Christian holiday. It's just a time of year and kind of like a mixture of traditions.
Yeah, that's an interesting point to bring up, that in the US it's become more of a cultural thing rather than a religious celebration.
And a consumer holiday, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever thought of Christmas really as being related to religion in any way. It was more like, where are my presents, man?
Yeah.
And some big fat guy is going to come into my house and break into my house and give me presents.
What a great role model for kids.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to jump straight into this. You mind if I just quickly talk about Australian Christmas?
Yeah, I'm very curious to hear about what Christmas is like in Australia. I mean, are the Christmas trees upside down since you're on the other side of the equator?
No, but Christmas in Australia is very hot. I mean, I'm from the west coast of Australia, from Perth, Australia. So it's generally a really hot time of the year. So everyone is on holidays generally between Christmas and New Year. And everyone's down the beach making the most of the hot weather.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense that Christmas is hot. Where's the snow? How are you supposed to have, you know, Frosty the Snowman?
Exactly. That's kind of strange for us because we're influenced by American media. So we have this, we know that Christmas is supposed to be snowing and Santa Claus and everyone singing Christmas carols, but we only know that through the media. But actually in Australia, we go to the beach, drink some beers, exchange presents. Obviously not when we're kids, we drink beers, but...
Are there any like really good Australian Christmas movies that might give a different perception?
Australian Christmas movies? I doubt it. Probably not. Maybe there is. I just don't really watch Christmas movies in general. But yeah, that's pretty much it for Christmas. We do put that Christmas tree. My mum used to always put a Christmas tree in our living room. And she'd put our presents under there and pretend that Santa Claus guy came in. But I never really believed that. Did you guys actually believe in Santa Claus?
But what are you talking about?
Yeah, oh, you didn't know? He's not real, man.
What? That's not true, man.
Well, when I was 10, Santa Claus, I left some cookies out for Santa Claus underneath the chimney. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You put them under the chimney.
What does chimney mean?
Well, chimney is that place in the house where there's a fire pit. And it's where the smoke escapes through the house, that like corridor.
You say fire pit?
I say fire pit. What do you say?
I say a fireplace.
Ah.
I think fireplace as well, or stove.
Yeah, a fire pit would be more for outside, like an actual hole in the ground.
Hmm. Josh grew up in outside.
Yeah, I live in the jungle, so.
But what happened? You put your cookies there?
Yeah, so I put the cookies underneath the chimney, and when I woke up on Christmas morning, the cookies were gone, so was the milk that I left out, and there was some fuzz, like Christmas gray beard hairs on the plate where the cookies were, as if Santa Claus was like shaving as he was eating the cookies.
Okay. But did you ever find out what actually happened?
Well, I mean, Santa Claus came and gave me presents. Nice. I got a Nintendo 64 that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was cool, so happy about that.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's typical for kids to do that kind of stuff, right? They put cookies out for Santa Claus or something for him to eat.
Yeah.
That's why he's so fat.
Yeah, that's why he gets so fat, right?
And yeah. That's
typical,
your fault.
Typical, right? American diet, you know? Cookies and milk.
We also go and we see Santa Claus when we're kids. Do you do that in Australia too?
I guess they do have him, I guess they have him like in shopping centers or something like that, but I've never sat on Santa Claus's lap.
Well, I have pictures. It's quite a special moment for parents around Christmas. Mm-hmm. Usually families have lots of pictures from year by year with kids, mm-hmm, on Santa's lap.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you used to ask Santa for?
Baseball cards. I was a big baseball card fan. Mm-hmm. Just things like that, toys. Did you guys have a stocking? A stocking is like a big sock.
Mm-hmm. You put them on the chimney as well.
Yeah.
You put them on the chimney?
Or above the fireplace.
Okay.
On the mantle.
Oh, the mantle. What's a mantle?
Mantle is that wood counter, that wood shelf above the fireplace.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, actually, I have seen that in American movies. You hang the stockings above the fireplace, supposedly. Is that correct?
So, yeah, he puts like little candies or other small little gifts inside of the stocking.
But you guys are from different places, right? So I'm not sure. Josh is from California.
From Huntington Beach, same place as Trevor.
Same place as Trevor. And Justin, where are you from?
Near Seattle, Washington State, not Washington, D.C.
And just so people know, whereabouts is that located?
It's in the Northwest. It's right next to the Canadian border in the Northwest. So Vancouver, Canada is like maybe an hour and a half from my house by car. And it snows there because it rains a lot. So maybe every 3 years it snows and we get lots of snow. So we have the typical white Christmas, which people dream about. Mm-hmm. And I have lots of pictures from when I was a kid playing in the snow. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think I had a typical American Christmas. You know, my wake up in the morning, can't sleep. You're waiting for Santa Claus. You know, mm-hmm, you're like, if you hear anything.
Mm-hmm. You go to sleep real early the night before so that you can wake up like at 5 a.m. then.
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
But it was great to wake up and then you go look at your presents and the candy. Oh, the candy.
So that's probably, I mean, like, that's what kids actually look forward to, right? Christmas is that, it's a, like you said, it's kind of commercial, right? People buy a lot of presents for their kids. I think it's kind of lost its religious
connection. It depends on the family. Like, in my family, my mom is Catholic, and we used to go to Mass, like Catholic Mass the night before. But like Chad was saying, it's a very consumer holiday nowadays, and like in my family it was consumer holiday too. Mm-hmm. Like my dad, maybe it was because like my dad, you know, my family has more money than my dad's family had, and so it's like they just felt like they had to buy lots of stuff because they could.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every year around this time, just a couple weeks before Christmas, my family always has a big Christmas party, and all of the family in the area and some people come from, you know, far away to attend, and you know, for all of us to be together as a family, and it's a really nice occasion, and there's all sorts of really good food.
Oh yeah, I love that.
But you say that's a few weeks before Christmas?
Yeah, because on Christmas Day, most people, you know, just want to stay at home and be with their immediate family. I'm talking like extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, second cousins. Yeah, they all come from far away and on a date that everyone can be there, and because there's like all these different families everyone has. Like you have your immediate family, you have your parents, you have your wife's family, you have your, you know, the family from your second, mm-hmm, marriage. It gets complicated. Yeah,
second and third cousins, people who need a home for that day.
Yeah, it gets super complicated with all these different different sides of the family.
Okay.
To organize them all.
And is that something in the United States where if someone from the immediate family doesn't get invited to your Christmas party, that, hey man, what the hell happened? You didn't invite me to the Christmas party? What's going on? I thought we're family, bro.
Yeah, they'd probably be not cool.
But there's definitely, I was talking with one of my students today about this, and there's definitely this resistance in the United States to family. Like here, it's like family in Brazil. I think a lot of Latin American countries, and I think a lot of other countries in the world, family is very big. In the United States, family is important too, but I think a lot of people resist it. They don't like it so much because they treat you like you were when you were a kid.
Yeah, I think even my memories of Christmas, I kind of really remember after I was like 18, 19, 20, where Christmas was like on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. It'd always be like many parties. People would go to bars or nightclubs, get really drunk or whatever, just have a huge party. Then the actual Christmas Day would be more like just recovering while my mom's making some big roast dinner or something like that. And then we just like eat for the rest of the day.
Like, don't they watch football in the United States?
Yeah, there's always a football game going on.
So it's like the guys, you know, not football, American football we're talking about here.
Like gridiron.
Yeah, so women generally, you know, they're cooking the entire day, and this is very macho, I agree, but...
Mm-hmm. Or they just buy food from a store, that's also...
Well, my family, they cooked all day long, but...
My grandma still cooks.
Yeah? Your grandpa? Your grandma?
My grandma.
She could cook?
Well, my aunt used to cook, and now my stepdad cooks.
And what are some other... what are some typical foods that people can find in a general Christmas dinner? I know you guys have that thing called eggnog. I never understood that. What is that?
Eggnog. It's really, really good, actually. I don't know how it's made.
Obviously, egg, right?
But it doesn't taste like it. It tastes like it's sort of like this milk shake, like.
Yeah, it's like a milkshake. It's sweet. There's also the alcoholic version, where they put I think cognac in it, and so it's.
So is it hot or is it cold?
It's cold.
It's cold.
You serve it cold. Yeah, and it's.
If you have a chance to try it, you should, because it's very, very good, and it's unlike anything you've ever tasted.
Mm-hmm. But just make sure that you get it somewhere where they made it fresh. Like, if you get it out of a box, it's going to taste really bad, and it's not going to have alcohol in it. You want to get it...
I've never had it with alcohol.
Yeah, you're missing out, man.
You know, I always thought it was like this thing that we have in Brazil. It's called quentão, where it's a mixture of cachaça, but it's like a hot drink, and it has ginger in there, and it's nothing like that, right? I thought it was a hot drink. Because I thought it was hot because it's really cold weather over there, and I always see people drinking it as if it's warming them up, you know?
Well, one hot drink that you'll find is apple cider. You ever drink apple cider during Christmas?
I'm sure I have, yeah, when it's cold especially. Mm. When it's cold out, yeah.
Yeah, it's like apples heated up with like, I think maybe a little bit of ginger, cinnamon, something to put a little bite into it.
Yeah, give it a kick.
Yeah, give it a kick. What does that mean, Chad?
Give it a kick is when, generally when a drink has something that's kind of strong in it that makes you kind of, whoa, that was, kind of wakes you up a little bit.
Mm. You can also talk about like spicy food too.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like it has a kick.
That hot sauce has a kick.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we do near my house, I think this is in other places too, we have light shows, or we have houses covered with lights. Like, there's this movie, what is it?
National Lampoon's
Christmas.
See, we see that in Australia.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. If you want to understand, like, a parody, just a huge, like, joke about American Christmas, with all the serious stuff in it, too, American Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I've actually seen that many times, and that is probably the main reference I have to American Christmas. Where he's putting like a billion lights on his house, right?
Yeah.
It's Chevy Chase. It's hilarious. It's a really great movie.
It is a good movie.
But so they put lights on the houses there. They're really proud of this. And near my house, there's a retirement neighborhood of like just elderly people who don't work. And during Christmas season, they turn this into this amazing show where people pay good money, like maybe like $25 to get in and just go walk around and look at the lights and have some eggnog.
Yeah, yeah. People take the lights really seriously. There's a lot of stuff like that in Southern California, like neighborhoods competing to win the best lighting, their best lighted neighborhood award.
It's a big ego trip too, right?
Yeah, like they get on the local news and there's drive-through shows. Like some streets, if it sucks to live on them, if you during Christmas time, because there's all these people just driving through like at 2 miles an hour to see all the lights.
Why? What do you mean by it sucks to live on them?
It sucks to live on the street means that it's not a preferred situation to live on that street.
When something sucks, it means it's not good. It's not desirable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it sucks because is there some kind of regulations? You have to turn the light off by midnight or something like that?
You know, I don't think there is because people just blow through electricity all month long.
Yeah,
we conserve our energy in the United States.
And what about actual food? What do you guys generally, do you guys have a big dinner or a big lunch or something like that?
At my house, we cook like the traditional like bacon and eggs, and I'm a vegetarian now, I don't eat that, but like all the...
Oh, it's a breakfast, it's breakfast, right?
Bacon and eggs and wake up, because normally we have like cereal.
For breakfast.
Or toast or something really simple, but on Christmas, we make all that, and then at maybe an early afternoon, late afternoon, 4 o'clock, or something, like a nice big dinner. Ham, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, just a lot of really great stuff. What about you, Josh?
A lot of meat, right? I guess even in Australia.
Turkey.
Yeah, turkey and big roasted chicken.
Yeah, what about you, Josh? What's it like in your house?
So on Christmas Eve, we'd celebrate with my dad's side of the family. We'd go to my grandma's house, and she'd cook this really big meal with all of these Christmas favorites, you know, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, just all this really good food.
What's stuffing?
Stuffing is what they put inside of the turkey.
I think it's like breadcrumbs and herbs and spices and things.
Yeah,
like
breadcrumbs,
that.
Herbs. I don't know what language you're speaking there. They're called herbs, Chad.
You mean herbs or herbs?
No, herbs.
Herbs. Justin, want to help me on this one?
Herbs.
Damn, you guys.
Anyways, to stuff is to actually fill the middle of something. Right. So that's why it's called stuffing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my dad will always come with some really big gift, right? Like, every year, he's got some big gift that he wants to give to people. Like, my grandma really loves elephants, so every year, he'd try to find a bigger elephant that he could give to his mom. That's my memory of Christmas, is elephants.
So, would you say that the best part about Christmas in general for you guys is the act of giving to your family, to your loved ones? Is that the real meaning of Christmas for you guys?
You know, for a while, I kind of felt bad around Christmas time because I was getting all these gifts, and I felt like, what am I doing to deserve these gifts? Just because it's a day of the year, you know, I'm supposed to receive all these gifts now?
Apparently, it was because you were a good boy.
That's what Santa would say, but, you know, I don't know, I just felt bad about it. And the reason I felt bad is because I wasn't actually giving a whole lot of gifts. Like when I was really young, I grew up expecting gifts and not giving them in return. But I really started to enjoy Christmas again when I started thinking, you know, about it a month or two before, what am I going to give people during Christmas?
This is a bell that Josh gave me that is from Thailand, right?
Yeah, I got that at a temple in Thailand.
Josh was kind enough to bring this back to me. It was a wonderful gift with a meaning attached to it, so thank you, Josh.
Josh got me a lava lamp for Christmas. That was amazing.
What does a lava lamp mean?
A lava lamp is, it's like a little long glass bottle with little pieces of like clay that form different shapes inside there.
So they're like bubbles that float up and they glow in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it looks like it's clear water with like these fluorescent bubbles that float up to the top and bounce around.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thanks, man. That was really generous of you to bring that back.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I feel good giving gifts during Christmas time.
Yeah.
So giving is one of the most important things that we can do on this planet in our lives. So we really encourage you to think about how you can give and not just buy gifts, because I think a lot of people, at least in the United States, I'm sure everywhere, when you don't have time, you just buy something. And a lot of times you don't put thought in that. And maybe you can offer your services to people. Maybe you can just be of help. Maybe you can just express your appreciation even to people. So
that should be what people see as something more beneficial than Christmas, as opposed to buying you know, something that's very maybe meaningless to someone when they can actually do something that maybe helps them out in a deeper way, right?
Yeah, it's a cliche to say it, but it's the thought that counts, right?
Yeah, and in consumer culture, I think most societies are consumer cultures nowadays with the media and stuff. You're constantly being brainwashed to buy. So
that's brainwashed.
Brainwash is to manipulate your mind into believing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to unplug from that and just remember the human value of the holiday and the human value of connection. Mm-hmm. And try to cultivate that.
Amen.
What are you going to do this Christmas?
My mom is coming.
Cool, man. So your mom's going to come. Is she going to make us up a big Christmas dinner or something like that? Can we expect that?
Well, we need to get our oven working first.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are going to be in Rio, right?
For New Year's.
Right. And I think there's a Real Life English event being organized in Rio on New Year's.
On the 29th.
The 29th, okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be, I think we're going to have it next to Copacabana and you're there.
Mm.
I was talking with Cecilia, the community leader out there, really great member of our community and leader.
There's a local Facebook group that people can join if they're not part of that already, where they can learn more about that event.
Yeah, it's just Real Life, Rio de Janeiro.
We did a Christmas video marathon for the Real Life English community, and lots of people shared their Christmas experiences from all around the world. It was great. I learned so much about different countries,
yeah,
including my own.
Yeah, we should get them, and we'll try to we will attach the links to them because they're on Facebook right now. So we'll just attach the Facebook links to those videos on the show notes.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? Are you gonna be in the Amazon for Christmas?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. No snow there, man, or eggnog, I don't think.
No, it's my first Christmas away from home, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap the podcast up with that. We just want to say a Merry Christmas or Merry whatever you're doing at the end of the year. Merry, have a good holiday, good vacations. If you are on vacations, a good new year. You guys want to send some Christmas love to our audience?
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share, and wish you the best Christmas holiday season. And wherever you're at, even if it's not a holiday, I hope you just take a moment to just appreciate your loved ones and give. Give to them, give to the world, because in giving, you receive.
I would like to close with a Christmas carol, if we may.
Yeah.
How about we sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, I think that would be very appropriate, and a Happy New Year, right?
Let's do it.
Do you know all the words?
I know all of the words, yes.
Okay,
we can
try, right?
Yes, let's do that.
You want to count it in?
One, two, three.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and your friend. Good wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh yeah, we'll be back probably second week of January. Or maybe first, we're not too sure yet, but have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come here to tell you the countdown's begun. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We hope you'll find friendship and days full of fun. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We've come here to tell you the countdown's begun. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We hope you'll find friendship and days full of fun. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry
Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.